Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Knock 'Em Dead Job Interview, How to Turn Job Interviews into Paychecks by Martin Yate is a practical guide to performing well in modern hiring processes and converting strong interviews into actual offers. Known for translating career strategy into step-by-step actions, Yate focuses on what employers are really evaluating when they ask common questions, review your resume, and compare you against other candidates. The book is designed for job seekers who want a repeatable system rather than vague encouragement, covering preparation, confident communication, and the mechanics of negotiating compensation. It emphasizes that interviewing is not just answering questions, but managing perception, proving value, and reducing the employer's risk in choosing you. Readers are guided to craft compelling stories, anticipate objections, and handle difficult moments such as gaps in employment, career changes, or weak experience. Overall, it aims to make interviews more predictable by teaching how to present your skills in a way that matches the job, the company, and the decision maker's priorities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, interviewing as a sales conversation, not a test. A core idea in the book is that interviews work best when you treat them as a structured sales conversation. The employer is not searching for perfect answers so much as evidence that you can solve their problems, work well with others, and deliver results with minimal risk. This mindset changes how you prepare and how you respond in the room. Instead of reciting duties from past roles, you translate experience into outcomes and business impact. You prepare a short value statement that connects your strengths to the role, and you support it with a few well-chosen stories that show how you think and how you execute. This approach also encourages you to take an active role in directing the discussion, asking clarifying questions, and checking alignment. When you understand that your goal is to build confidence in your ability to perform, you avoid defensive or overly detailed explanations and focus on relevance. The interview becomes an exchange where you qualify the job as well, demonstrating professionalism and improving your leverage later in the process. Secondly, preparation that matches the job and the employer's pain points. Yate stresses that strong interviews are built before you ever speak to a recruiter. Preparation means researching the organization, understanding the role, and predicting the real problems behind the job posting. You look for clues in the language of the listing, the company's products and market position, and any public information that reveals priorities such as growth, cost control, customer retention, or operational stability. With that context, you tailor your resume talking points and examples so they map directly to what the employer needs. The book encourages candidates to build a bank of accomplishment stories drawn from work, school, projects, and volunteer experience, then select the ones that best fit the position. Preparation also includes practicing concise delivery, planning questions that demonstrate judgment, and ensuring your logistics and materials support a confident first impression. When your examples and questions mirror the employer's challenges, you appear more senior and job-ready, even if your title or years of experience are not the highest among the candidates. Thirdly, handling the questions that decide who gets the offer. The book focuses on the predictable set of questions that show up in many interviews and explains how employers use them to compare candidates. These include prompts like, "Tell me about yourself," "Why do you want this job?" "What are your strengths and weaknesses?" and "Why should we hire you?" The emphasis is on building answers that are brief, positive, and evidence-based, using examples to prove claims rather than relying on self-descriptions. You are guided to avoid common traps, such as criticizing past employers, sounding rehearsed, or wandering into irrelevant detail. The method highlights the importance of framing. You can acknowledge a challenge or limitation while showing how you manage it and what you learned. The book also covers behavioral and situational questions, encouraging you to respond with a clear context, your actions, and a measurable result. When you prepare these high-leverage answers, you reduce uncertainty for the interviewer and keep the conversation focused on your ability to perform in the role. Fourthly, managing difficult moments, gaps, pivots, and objections, many candidates lose opportunities not because they lack ability, but because they handle sensitive topics poorly. Yate addresses common red flag areas and shows how to respond without sounding defensive or evasive. Employment gaps, job hopping, terminations, career changes, and limited experience can all trigger concerns about reliability or fit. The strategy is to be truthful while controlling the narrative, you explain briefly, take responsibility where appropriate, and steer the discussion toward readiness and results. For career changers, the book emphasizes transferable skills and shows how to connect past achievements to the new role's requirements. For candidates who are underqualified in one area, it encourages showing learning speed, related accomplishments, and a plan to close the gap. It also discusses how to handle pressure interviews and curveball questions by pausing, clarifying, and responding calmly. This kind of preparation helps you stay composed and credible, protecting your candidacy when the interview turns from friendly to skeptical. Lastly, closing, follow-up, and turning an interview into a paycheck. The final stretch of the interview process is often where strong candidates fail to convert interest into an offer. The book highlights the importance of closing techniques, professional follow-up, and smart negotiation. Closing is not pushy sales behavior, but a polite, direct way to confirm interest, address remaining concerns, and understand next steps. Follow-up reinforces your value and keeps momentum, especially when employers are interviewing multiple people over weeks. Negotiation is presented as a process that starts with understanding your market value and your priorities, then communicating expectations without ultimatums. You learn to separate enthusiasm for the role from agreement on compensation and to evaluate the full package, including benefits, flexibility, and growth. The book encourages patience and professionalism because how you negotiate affects how you will be perceived once hired. By treating offer discussions as part of your overall strategy, you improve both the likelihood of getting the job and the quality of the compensation you accept. In conclusion, this book is best for job seekers who want a clear system for interviewing, including new graduates, returning professionals, career changers, and experienced candidates who have not had to interview in years. It is also useful for anyone who gets interviews but struggles to reach the offer stage, because it focuses on the moments that hiring managers use to separate finalists from the rest. The benefit to your life is practical and immediate. Better interviews can shorten unemployment, raise your income, and reduce the stress that comes from feeling unprepared or judged. Beyond landing a job, the methods improve your ability to communicate value, handle objections calmly, and make decisions about fit and compensation with more confidence. Compared to many interview books that rely on generic advice, this one stands out for its emphasis on employer psychology and its repeatable approach to preparation, storytelling, and closing. It connects what you say to what the interviewer needs to hear in order to feel safe choosing you. If you want a grounded, actionable playbook that helps you turn conversations into offers, it is worth buying and revisiting before every major interview cycle. If you would like to support Martin Yate, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.